Welcome back to the She's Electric podcast. I am so happy to have my podcast partner back. We hadn't said anything, but Kaya went away to a Joe Dispenza retreat over in Mexico. So I had been holding the fort over here on my own for a while. And I have to say, it's way more fun doing this with my friend. So today's call or today's conversation is all going to be about Kaya sharing her experience on a very intense retreat where she was meditating for about 10 hours a day. I am so excited for this conversation. I think I'm going to learn a lot. I don't even know what Kaya's going to say. So let's just dive straight into it. Kaya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. That was such an awesome introduction, and I am with you on being so excited to be back co-hosting. It just is so much more fun. And whilst we are here doing a bit of our job recording a podcast, it's also just so nice to catch up. And there is just some wild stuff to catch up on. You said, I have been in Mexico on an advanced meditation training. And boy, oh boy, it was a wild ride. I'm not sure what I thought it was going to be like going into it. And actually, I didn't even really know what the format was going to be. But to say, I think afterwards, reflecting on how many hours we had been meditating, it felt really insane. I think if I'd have known that going into it, I'm not sure whether I probably would have still gone, but I think I would have gone with a lot more trepidation. Whereas actually, I didn't really know what the format was. And so on the first day, when we got into it, and I think we did a 2 hour, like a 3 hour, and then another 3 hour. When somebody told me that we'd done a 3 hour meditation, I was already mind blown at that point. Because before this, I think probably the longest meditation I've done would be like a bit over an hour. So
It's still really long.
it's going in and just doing so much more than you've ever done before. And I think that's what was really interesting about the experience, is it really made me think about how there's a lot of things that we do in our lives that if we went into any sort of intensive, the rate at which you an intensive experience is so different to like adopting a new habit. Because it's different to that. Both of them are interesting. Like when you add meditation practice to your life and do it daily, like a 20-minute, a 30-minute, whatever it might be, meditation, that is an amazing journey in itself. But when you go on an intensive, that it's not that it's better, it's just so different.
And how did your body react to being in the same position for 3 hours? Because I just feel like your body would be screaming at you.
Yeah, so I think that's like part of the journey that you go through. I was in so much pain. I think it was day, can't really remember the days blurred together, whether it was day one or day two. But for me, that was like the one of the biggest, on one of the days, it was just like unbearable pain in my shoulder. And I think that became like the meditation. You've been in labor. Labor is one big meditation, right? Your
Very
most
true.
recent. Your most recent labor was a shorter labor in the grand scheme of things. That first labor, I don't know how long yours was, but mine was about 8 or 9 hours. Like that, actually, that was a meditation.
You're actually, you're right. Yeah, my first was six from active labor. It was six and a half hours. It was trying to just keep your mind focused from spiraling and going, I can't do this anymore. Get the meds, get this. Did it feel similar to that when you were sitting there and you're keeping yourself in that position?
I kept the one th this was so interesting for me, because I think what was happening is you're doing a meditation, and then in between the meditations, you're doing lectures and trainings on what's happening in your brain. There's doctors presenting data on what they have, the patterns that they've been able to track physiologically from the previous retreats. So the amount of data they have is unreal, because there's 2,000 people on these retreats. So the data set they have is like unmatched. When pharmaceutical companies present results from trials, they have 50 to 100 people participating in trials.
Mm.
To have like 1500, 1800 people willingly participate in trials is just insane in itself. And so recently, as they've had more and more funding or more resources available to do these trials, they've been looking at a lot more markers. So blood markers, they've been looking at all kinds of proteins in the body, hormones, just so many different physiological metrics. And it's really fascinating to see how even you can sit there and think, am I doing it properly? Is this happening? But the data is compelling. It's like 70, 80, 90% of people are seeing these kind of really big shifts in important physiological markers.
Health markers, yeah.
And yeah. So that kind of question becomes a bit redundant because everybody's wondering, am I doing it right?
Okay. So what do you think is the objective or the purpose of what Joe Dispenza is trying to do with his team? What is it that they're trying to do by holding these retreats?
So they're really focused on healing. Are they like, okay. He basically gives, he's doesn't do any keynote speeches anymore. All he wants to do is mm-hmm. work with people who want to go deep and okay. who are already invested in it. He is not interested in convincing people in all of this stuff, but it's from a curiosity perspective that I think that they're doing a lot of the, of course, it's adding so much value to the world to be able yeah. to have this scientific evidence of what's yeah. happening. But also like him and the head doctor, they themselves are like, we are like mind blown by
yeah.
what's showing up in all of the data. But yeah, going back to what you asked me about the physical experience of it, that shit's real. There's a lot of pain. This question of the whole, one of the things that we're practicing all of the time in any meditation, I'd say is one of his core trainings when you're there, is that magic only happens in the unknown. Uncertainty, people don't like it. But you know, if you want something amazing to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to be uncertain, right? Because the known, the hamster wheel, the doing the same thing every single day, yeah. that's the known.
How does he get you out of the known? Because that's the big thing that I've seen with Joe Dispenza's meditations. And I've been doing them for the last 5 months since Rafi was born. And he's a big focus is that he's trying to get you to create a new future, to create a new future by visualizing what you want to be. How else can you describe his work?
So what's so interesting is if you think about, this is what I was focusing on when I was experiencing a lot of physical pain, like in my shoulder. For me, it's like my shoulder's in so much pain, right? So if I'm constantly thinking my shoulder is in so much pain, that's the known, right?
Okay. Okay.
So it's every minute I'm like, now I'm like, stop. The unknown is like, oh my God, there's no pain. Like the unknown is, I don't know if there's pain or not.
Okay.
So it just became so interesting. That was like the experiment that I was running for, I'm not joking, probably like 2 or 3 hours. I'm running this experiment constantly, yeah. like every second, where I'm literally like every time that I'm caught up in expecting the pain to still be there, I'm like bringing my past into my future. Does that make sense?
Okay. It's something I've heard him talk about, that we're all living in the past, because every decision we make, every thought process we have is based on something that happened in the past. And I have found it a very difficult concept to grasp, that we shape our future by visualizing something completely new and getting ourselves out of the past. But I find that a very difficult thing to do, because all I know are my past thoughts. All I know are my past patterns and behaviors. And it's breaking out of that. I want to do it. I really want to do it. But it feels like a really difficult thing. And I'm not sure yet, through doing the meditations with Joe Dispenza, how focusing on the space outside of your body. Because if anybody listens to Joe Dispenza meditations, he speaks about focusing on the space between your eyes, or the space, he's getting you to place your attention on things just outside of your body. And so I don't know how that's helping to create new neural pathways, but I'm so interested to know the information behind it.
But think about that example that I just shared with you. So it's, if you're in physical pain and you're expecting that physical pain to continue.
Yes.
That's the kind of the teachings in one, because the unknown is every single minute not knowing whether the pain is there or not, right?
Okay. Yes, that does make sense.
The constantly, I'm in so much pain, mm-hmm. pain, that's living in the past.
Yeah.
That's saying, because I've been in pain for the last 2 hours, that means I'm going to be in pain for the next 4 hours.
Okay. And did you find, as you went through the week, did you get better at breaking through that being in the past and being in pain? And were you able to settle into the meditation quicker?
Yes and no. Okay. Every single day, it was a new journey, and who knew what was going to happen, right? Really, because I think that I couldn't quite remember if it was the first or the second day. I think it was the first full day. We started on the first day, maybe at 2. And so the second day was like the first full day. That day I had a lot of pain, and I felt like I was just surviving, right? But the practice for me that day was just like every single second being like present and not expecting pain, just being present and noticing that the pain would like diminish and then come back because I'd check if it was still there. So it was this like constant like surrender and then checking.
Wow.
And I feel
so
like
you
that,
were
that's Sorry. That's like the wave happening all the time, where like you disappear into it and then you check whether it's real, and every time you check, you're like back to reality, right? You're
back to reality. Okay, so you were drifting out of, I would imagine, beta consciousness. So when you're in beta brainwaves, you're awake and conscious, and then you were drifting into something else. Is that what it felt like?
I think it's just this back and forth of which people probably, if you've got any sort of meditation practice, we're all familiar with, right? Which is being present, and then your thought going in a thought, and then coming back to being present, and then going in a thought again, and then coming back to being present. That's all you're doing when you're meditating constantly, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll be like really present for a period of time, and then you'll have the thought that, God, I'm being so present today. And then you're like in that thought. And then it's like, back to being present again.
So tell us about some of the insights that you had as a result of doing this intense level of meditation.
So there was just so many little subtle, beautiful things that came to me. I'll tell you one story that I'll share with you because it just really cracked me up. So I think it must have been like on the second day or something, I was sitting at, so it's in this 5-star hotel. It's, people are staying at 3 different hotels. It's absolutely stunning in Mexico, 2,000 people. And you have like long breaks, like 90 minutes. So you can go for a swim, you could go for a walk, you could eat beautiful food. I was most commonly found eating beautiful food.
Yep,
and
I hear you.
I'm somebody who like, I like to hang out on my own. I love to eat on my own, go for a meal on my own. I'm like very happy to just sit down on my own, and also, you know, open if somebody is going to join me. And I was really in this energy of just being open to things happening in exactly the way that they're supposed to happen. And that's quite different for me. I think normally I'm quite a controller and I'm like trying to get this and trying to control things. And that in itself was just I was just on such a chilled one. Like things were going so seamlessly. I got this amazing room. Like some people were having troubles with their rooms. And I just had this like great kind of met these amazing people in the check-in queue. And it was so like ease and flow. And then I was sitting down at the beginning of the week on my own at lunch. And oh no, sorry, I wasn't. There wasn't a seat. I was like late. I'd gone for a walk or something. And I was coming in and there was just no seats anywhere outside. Didn't want to sit inside. But I saw this guy and I said, can I join you? And I sat down to talk to him and he was like, you're the first person who's joined me. And I said, oh, that's People are really friendly there. That was interesting in itself. Anyway, this guy, he works in real estate, got his own business, by the sounds of it, he's a pretty successful guy. So he said to me, he thought he was coming to a networking event, right? So I'm asking him like what brought him here? And he was like, yeah, some guys I know in real estate were talking about it. Like, I'm in a mastermind with them. I thought it'd be a great networking opportunity. And I was I said, this is like cracking me up so much that you thought you were going to a networking event and you found yourself at the most
intense 10-hour meditations a day.
So I said to him, do you have a meditation practice? And he was like, no. And I said, that's so awesome. Have you been going to all of the sessions? And he was like, yeah, I've been to every single one. And I was like, that's so awesome. Good for you. I think it's really amazing, like, that you're doing this. So met this guy, had this, I just thought it was just really fucking cool that he was going all in on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, like right at the end, like on the last day, I kept hoping that he was somebody who, like, we had this really great conversation and he just really it was really interesting just the way that the conversation opened up. And I didn't see him again for the rest of the week, but I like had hoped that I would. And right on the last day, it's like the last lunch, and I had sat down on my own, and I'd seen him arrive, but I hadn't said hi and say, come and sit with me. I'd gone in to get my food. When I came back out, he was literally sitting on the next table to me. And I was like, what are the chances? So went and sat down with him. And then we were talking and I was like, how's the experience been? And he was just literally, he was like mind blown. He had done every single session. I was like, that's absolutely amazing. And then I was like, what shifted for you? And he was like, I've just realized that I've really been like judging my wife as having let herself go, like in our marriage. Like, I've been holding that against her, and as if her value is based on like her looks. Mm-hmm. And I just said, that's really amazing that you've had that breakthrough. And he said, I realized that I need to, I think my wife might want a divorce. And I realized that I've got like a lot of work to do. Wow. And I said, well, what's amazing is that what I'm hearing you say is that you realize that you want to stay in your marriage. And he was like, I really want to stay in my marriage. And he was like, I married her because of the person that she is. And he was like, she's just such a sweet, kind, loving person. And I have projected this like value, this superficial value onto her and judged her for it. And it was just like so amazing to just see this like quite tough, successful, like just not what you would expect coming out of this like profile person's mouth. And I think this is the kind of breakthroughs that people are having all of the time. I'll share another story with you that's like absolutely wild. This woman, Penny, I met her. She's the first person I met her in the check-in queue. Just loved her energy. She was just really cool. We really hit it off. And we were checking in for about 90 minutes. So we had a good old natter during that time. And she was telling me about, she's English and she has a retreat. She runs a retreat center. She's building one like just outside of London. And she's in shorts and I don't know what her business is about. And as we're talking, just lots of things that she's saying are like resonating and just really connected with her energetically. So she's somebody that I kept seeing, and I mentioned this to you while I was there. It's really interesting. I noticed that there was a couple of people who I kept bumping into throughout the week. We were on the same energy wavelength. And there's other people, like I knew a couple of people who were going to be there. I didn't see them the whole time. And it would be so strange that there would be some people that it's like, oh, it's you again. Of course it is. Yeah. I've seen you again. You're everywhere. Yeah.
And did you find you naturally clicked with these people?
Yes. And this woman, I saw her all the time. And we were just have these nice little touch-ins. Anyway, like again, towards the end of the week, I'd already seen her in the middle of the week, and she had said to the first time I met her, she told me that she's waiting to get her planning permission so she could finish like the second phase of her retreat center. And I see her halfway through the week, and she says to me, "Oh, got my planning permission through today." And I was like, "Of
Wow.
course you did." She was like, "Of course I did." Anyway, at the end of the week, one of the last days, I think it was the day after it had finished, a lot of people had left. I was still there. And she came and sat with me, and she was just talk we were just talking, and she said to me, "I've learned by now that if I get an urge to do something that I don't really understand, I've got to stop and do it immediately."
Do it.
And
Yes.
I was like,
Yes.
I said, exactly. As I'm saying that to you, those feelings. Sometimes you get this weird feeling to like text somebody or call
Yes.
somebody or like something to do with business. And you think about it and you're like, that seems really random. And you don't do it, or you do it. And when you do it, there's a reason, like something had happened to them or whatever, right? And so she was saying to me, she was like, "That's what my spiritual teacher says to me, that just if you get that feeling, just act on it immediately." She was like, "That's what happened to me with my retreat center after the last retreat." So this was her second Joe Dispenza retreat. She went on one last at the end of last year in London, which would have been a completely different experience to being in Mexico. So she's like doing the walking meditations, walking along like the Thames in London, like very different from walking along a beach in Mexico. But she said it was also really amazing. Anyway, so she tells me this story. She's like, "When I came back from the retreat, I wanted to find my new retreat center. And the universe was saying to me, just be patient, be patient. But I just wanted it. I was so impatient. I wanted it now." And she's saying this to me, and I'm like, this just resonates with like me and my business. I'm like, now, 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 I want it all now. And she was like, "But the universe was just saying, just be patient." And then she said, "One day I just dropped my daughter off at school, and I was driving home, and I got this tap on my shoulder, and a voice said, 'Call Katie at Savills.' So I immediately pulled over into a lay-by and I called Katie at Savills. And I said to her, 'Have you got anything new on the market that could be good for me?' And Katie said, 'Funny you should ask, because we just got this new property in. I don't have any photos, don't have any information. Let me just call the
Wild.
buyer.' She calls her back and she says, 'Yeah, I still don't have any information yet.' She said that you can go and look at it today if you want. Do you want to go and see it?" So this woman that I met, Penny, she says, "Yeah, I'll go and see it." So she said she then got this kind of feeling that she should take a specific one of her daughters. So she picked her daughter up from this particular daughter. She's got four daughters up from school, and they went to look at the property. And she said she'd had plans drawn up for her ideal like center. And she said she started to get like spooked, because she's walking around and she was like, it was just like the exact layout. She was like, that's where the saunas would go. That's where
Wow.
this accommodation block would go. That's where this bit would
Oh.
go. And so she said she got to the end of the tour, and the agent said to her, "What do you think? Because we're going to put it on the market next week or something. You can take it off." And she said she just looked, she was like, "Oh, I don't know, I don't know." And her daughter just looked at her and said, "If not now, when?" And
That was the right daughter.
her daughter's 10 years old. So I'm already quite into this story. Anyway, she says to me, that's her retreat center. She ended up buying it. That's how it happened. And I was like, oh, that's such a cool story. How long had you been working with Katie at Savills? And then she says to me, "Oh, I wasn't." And I was like, "How did you get her number?" And she said, "Oh, I just pulled over and I Googled my local Savills, which is an estate agent in the UK. I called them up and
Oh
I
God.
said, 'Can you put me through to Katie?'"
Wow. Oh my God. That is absolutely wild. Coming up for me is you've honed in on it's the next level of meditation. So I see meditation, especially if you're only new to this, slowing down your mind is critical for stress management. It's critical for you just being in tune with yourself and you being able to drown out the really busy world that we live in. It's just critical for that level of self-care. That's stage one. What you're talking about is stage two, which is really connecting with your intuition, because that voice that she heard, I always just call that my intuition. It's that knowing that we all have inside of us and we're very tuned into it as kids, but we drown it out over time and we become disconnected from it. And I think we've become more disconnected than ever before because of things like technology and smartphones. We never have a chance to be still or quiet. And all that the meditation is doing is silencing things around for you so that you can reconnect with that. Is that what it felt like? Or what do you think is going on there?
That's a synchronicity, right? And that is just one of many stories.
Many.
Like, yeah. People are having experiences like that all over the place. But isn't that wild?
I have goosebumps right now because I've been doing a lot of research on Joe Dispenza because I've just been interested in his meditations. And if anyone, just Google his client testimonials and the amount of stories like this is not made up. And this is something that you experienced firsthand.
Yeah, so it's so crazy. And like, I'll just give you another experience. So on the last day, I was walking down. So this is like the retreat's finished. I'm literally like, I am expecting things to happen now because weird shit was already happening. Like random people were, I was like, oh, I really want two new clients. Two random people reached out to me. Okay, it was so weird. While I was there, just so random, like weird stuff was happening. And anyway, so I'm walking down to breakfast and I'm like, how am I going to get to the, I'm just asking the question, like, how am I going to get to the airport? I was leaving tomorrow. I go down and I'm sitting in the beautiful outside space. I'm at the breakfast place for 90 minutes or something, taking my time, enjoying the sumptuous buffet. And there's this girl and she's sitting not right next to me, like on her own, a few tables away from me. She's sitting there for like an hour. I'm sitting there for an hour. She comes up to me and she says, you look really familiar to me. I feel like I know you. And I said, I'm from London. And she was like, no, like I'm from Germany. It's not that. And then I said, oh, I don't know. I was like, I work for this company called Mind Valley and they like have a video up of me. Like it could be that. And she was like, oh my God, it's that. Which in itself is pretty random.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in this community, people do know Mind Valley. Anyway, she's like, I don't normally come up and talk to people like this is super weird, right? I just felt like I had to talk to you because I've been looking at you all week. I've been seeing you all week thinking I really know you. Like I've never noticed this woman before. She's just come into my sphere.
And she was into like your world.
She's like, today I just felt like I had to come up and talk to you, right?
Yeah.
And I said, do you want to sit down? So she sits down, we start having a little chat. And then she says, when are you leaving? And I was like, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. And she said, what time? And I was like, oh, my flight's at 6 p.m. And she was like, me too, my flight's at 6 p.m. And she was like, how are you getting to the airport? And I said, I don't know. I need to organize something. And she was like, oh, I've got a taxi booked. Do you want to hop in with me? And then I just laughed. I was laughed and I was like, that would be awesome. I was just wondering like how I was going to get to the airport. And she was just like, of course.
Yeah.
And then she just said goodbye. Now, like this, it sounds like this. It's just these kinds of things were happening just like all of the time. Like you ask a question and then it's like, oh, this is how. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so you just start to, sorry, go on.
No, I think it's such a different way to being. I think normally we're like, how? We say how.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we get in the how, like I need to.
We get in the weeds.
Whereas it's really different to just be like, oh, I wonder how I'm going to get to the airport.
It's almost like you've shifted your vibration into already believing that it's going to happen. And then because of that, you attract it to yourself.
Wow. Literally.
Okay, so
And we had the most amazing, what was so crazy is on the drive to the airport, I can't tell you how many times in that conversation, I was like, this is so weird. Like we were just supposed to meet. Like, there was all of these synchronicities in our experiences and things that were happening. And genuinely, the love that I have for this girl, the way that we connected in this short period of time was wild.
Yeah.
Like it was wild. And I kept trying to give her money for the taxi. I can't tell you how many times I've been like, can you just, I need to pay you for this. And
just set my money.
She's just like rejecting me.
Yeah.
And it's like another thing of, can you just chill out? Like you got to the airport, you got your flight. That's the end of the story.
Yeah. So one of the things that Joe Dispenza is best known for, as you were saying, is healing. And he has taken people who are stage 4 cancer and they've gone into spontaneous remission. Did you see any, or did you yourself experience any form of healing? Is there anything interesting in that space?
Oh my God. I met so many people who were healing from stage 4 cancer and that kind of stuff. It was insane. So there is, you're doing healings like while you're there, it's part of the experience. And yeah, it's a really amazing experience to be part of. But I will tell you one crazy thing that happened, which, I mean, this just shows like mind blown again.
Yeah.
That you just don't really know what's happening while you're there. You can't even comprehend the changes that are happening. I can't even remember if I told you this. I'm sure I did. But before Christmas, like in November, December last year, I was diagnosed with this like really serious gum disease.
Yeah, you told me.
And the prognosis on it was like really intense. And this whole story in itself is wild. So
I remember you said to me that this was going to cost £20,000 roughly
It was like so scary when I first found out about it. They were telling me I was going to lose my teeth, like all of this crazy stuff. And I found this through a friend who actually reached out to me and said that she wanted to connect. If I needed a referral, like she offered. It was really strange. So I was like, that would be great. Anyway, I found this specialist who I went to see who lived in Fulham, which is not far from me. And even in the first session, I said to her, I lost my son just over 3 months ago, just to give you context, because stress obviously plays a part in disease. And she just looked at me and she was like, I lost my son 10 years ago, which that in itself was wild. So we had this we were quite connected like from the outset. Mm-hmm. And she was really wonderful in her care. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she gave me some quite intense treatment before Christmas. And I had a follow-up with her just after I got back from Joe Dispenza. So I went in for the like checkup and I didn't say anything about, I told her I'd been on a meditation retreat, didn't say anything more than that. She was like, brilliant, glad you're looking after yourself. And as she was doing the assessment, she was like, honestly, like she was like, your results are incredible. Like I just can't believe like the level of healing that you've had. It's really like unbelievable. I thought the best case scenario, we were going to stabilize your condition. And this is just really, I just can't believe like the disease is almost completely gone.
What?
Yeah. So it was so crazy because I hadn't even really been thinking about it. And so this is me going into a doctor's office and her telling me, by the way, this is really crazy. I've observed this insane healing. So then I said to her, it's funny you should say that because the retreat I was on is really famous for healing. She did the assessment and I was going back for treatment like 2 days later. And when I went back for the treatment, she said, honestly, like she used the word, I am dumbfounded. She asked me loads of questions about Joe Dispenza. She asked me about his book. She was like, what's the book I should read? She was super, super interested in it.
Because she's seen the data now for herself.
And she was like the words, as I said, she used were, I'm dumbfounded by like this, like your healing. And for me, it was almost like funny because I had just forgotten about it. And also because I'm like, this is nothing. People are literally like healing from stage 4 cancer. Like I met multiple people with crazy stories, right? This is their like fourth, fifth Joe Dispenza retreat. Like,
holy crap.
The this kind of stuff is, it doesn't, so I'm like, God, a bit of gum disease, like absolute minor. But what's crazy is that I hadn't even really had that intention while I was there.
Yeah.
It's just like being in the energetic space had created that outcome. So that was actually really exciting.
This is just so wild because you told me before Christmas, this was a disease you'd have to manage the rest of your life. And now it's just gone.
There's like a tiny bit left.
Oh my God. Get me tickets right away.
Literally, I made a really good friend while I was there. And I spoke to her at the weekend and she was like, he just released There's Mexico in June. And she was like, is it too soon to go back? And I was like, it is not too soon to go back. I think I understand why people are going regularly. And when you see this kind of medical transformation happening for yourself, it's really, it makes me think, it's interesting. So that's happened. So I'm like, all of the stuff that I want in my business, like that I'm drawing towards me, is that more difficult to get than like healing in my body?
That is a very fair question. To me, it's like the healing is what seems miraculous. The other stuff that you're drawing to your business and that woman, Penny, her intuition telling her to call that woman up, to me, that seems more believable than your body just spontaneously doing this thing that the medical profession has deemed impossible.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. I would say overall, I will certainly be going back ASAP.
Oh my God, I'll be going with you. Once
yes, please.
This little man here is sleeping through the night, a bit older, and I won't have like intense mom guilt by going. But you sent me a voice note when you were away with a story about a woman who, she met a man, right? You'll have to tell the story. She met a man and he said that he was bringing in 60,000 per day. And she was like, ugh, what would that feel like? Can you tell that story?
Yeah.
So I have questions.
I think it probably, I'm not sure how this is landing with anyone listening because it probably just all sounds so crazy. But I think like when you're in the world, there's just, these are like conversations that you're just having with people all the time. So like I said, I would be like, I really want two new clients. And then it's like, two random people just reach out to me. So
yeah,
there's this wonderful woman that I met. She was telling me about how she had been talking. So she's brought in a lot of money in her business this year. Listen, many people are going there for healing. Many people are also going there for abundance.
And relationship and everything. It's kind of the reason.
There's a lot of manifesting in all directions going on.
Okay.
And so she was saying, I met this guy today and he was telling me he makes 60,000 a day. And she was like, what would that feel like? Right. So she had been like really focusing on like that specific thing. Mm-hmm. On the last day, she was like, you're not going to believe this. So she showed me this message in the morning where she was like 35,000 into her business. And then basically we were like, oh my God, like what's going to happen next? I think maybe like 3 or 4 hours later, she had another 20,000 into her business. So she's at 55,000 already. Mm. She didn't hit the 60K, but that's wild.
It's absolutely wild. And
right?
It also brings up so many questions for me that can you go to a Joe Dispenza retreat and be doing nothing, just like sitting on the couch, you then go, okay, I'm going to get every penny and go to Joe Dispenza. And can you manifest this in your life? Or could that money only come into her life because she had set up the structures herself?
She's never done a Joe Dispenza meditation before she went on the retreat.
No, I know, but it's, if you have, she had all the structures there in her life, the business was there for the money to come in. If you were just there with nothing other than a Joe Dispenza ticket, where does manifesting and meditation coincide with action?
This is what I think is that we're living in the 3D world and this stuff is happening in the quantum. So if you're trying to imagine how it happens from the 3D world, you're not going to be able to create it.
Okay.
You've got to surrender and be able to access the quantum, right?
Okay.
And that comes through letting go of attachment to the how and the limit. Because what I'm hearing you say there in those questions is like limitation.
Oh, it's totally, it's like my logical brain is going, how? Like
exactly. So it's like, those are the things that keep us back because it's like, you can't, if you can't imagine it truly, Yeah, it can't happen. You know what really, it really, one of the things that I found so, so interesting and I thought about many times since I read the book is recently, I listened, highly recommend this, guys, to Paris Hilton's new, like, latest book. It's called A Memoir. Amazing book. But she has been through some wild old times. And one of the things that she talks about in it is that she was in these crazy, really intense, very abusive boarding schools. Just makes it sound better than it was. It was like these youth, like, where you send like disruptive children. They were extremely abusive. And when she was in the worst, like in these situations where they put her in isolation, it's terrible. It's like being in jail, basically.
Yeah.
She would just escape into her mind. And she would live in, she would just imagine, live in her imagination, right?
Okay.
And so her, everything about her life that she has created, right? This extraordinary wealth, this kind of career that nobody ever kind of, people mock her because it's based on just, it's so specific to her, right?
Yeah, it's totally her brand.
It's completely her brand. And it's like a fairy tale. It's like her made up, right?
Yeah.
What I find absolutely incredible is it's that came from the absolute survival, like the need in survival to be able to escape her reality and to just live in her imagination where she could create anything she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like it, what was driving her into that space of being able to create was like survival. She was like blocking out and surviving. So most of us, we never get into this space of truly, what would it feel like? What would our dream life feel like? Because we always start to limit ourselves with the rational mind, but how, and like, how would it happen? And
yeah.
So I find it like, when I was reading that book, it was giving me goosebumps because I was like, she's explaining in a way manifestation. Right, which is in a way that people don't understand it. If you cannot absolutely believe that you are like literally in that world, right? Then, and you've got the doubt and you're like, but how? And you're questioning, it's not, you're not going to draw it to you.
No, you're not, you're not believe in the right it. Vibration. You don't believe it. Absolutely. Wow. This has blown my mind. That thing about the healing of your gum, because I know this was this huge thing before Christmas that you were dealing with. What's the biggest takeaway that you've taken from this? Like, how has your worldview shifted? What's the big nugget that we can all grasp onto?
I don't even necessarily think that there's one takeaway. I think I had many personal experiences that just were so powerful and beautiful in my own spiritual journey, my own personal growth. And that's what I've shared, some of the little things that people were sharing with me that were happening. And like that guy at the beginning, lots of profound insights that people were having about what mattered. And what I would say that I got from this experience is that there's things, like, I'm sure everyone can resonate, like there's things that you're attracted to and sometimes that you feel like you hold yourself back from doing, but you're attracted to them. And I just think I would just encourage people to, don't worry about what other people think. Lean into the things that you're attracted to. There's a reason that you're attracted to them. You don't need to tell other people or justify what it is. Sometimes we feel that we do need to explain ourselves to our partners or to our children or to our parents. But I think just allow yourself to be open to listening to what you're attracted to. But for anyone who's curious about learning more about Joe Dispenza, I would encourage you to start with his book, Becoming Superhuman. It's super accessible to read. It's an absolutely amazing read. And it's the book that I mentioned it actually when my son, Luca, passed away. I was listening to this book. I was re-listening to it on Audible. And in the nights that followed, when me and my husband were like just ravaged with like kind of flashbacks and we were in survival mode, we would listen to this book like through the night because it was just kind of giving us information about what happens when we trap emotions in our body, how that instigates disease. And I think that a big driver for the way that I have thought about my own healing journey and supporting my family and supporting my husband, like with this great loss that we've experienced, is so influenced by wanting to keep ourselves healthy, to like, I don't want those emotions trapped in my body, and I don't want disease to be the destination that I'm creating for myself in the future, or that my family are creating. So I think that it is a really interesting read. There's loads of the science in there, and I can't encourage everybody to enough to read that book.
Oh my God, I'm not going to get the book. I'm going to get it on Audible, but I cannot wait to listen to that book. You really whetted my appetite for this next stage of meditation.
I'm excited for you. And thank you all so much for joining us today. I hope that this conversation was interesting, even if it was a little bit off the wall for some of you guys in some parts. But thanks for joining us.